KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear sky. It's 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, members of the Atlantic Education Association representing the certified staff and Atlantic Employees Association representing the non-certified staff presented their initial bargaining proposals Wednesday evening to the Atlantic School Board, and the board in turn presented its proposals. Joanne Runyon and Mike McDermott spoke on behalf of the Education Association. Runyon said they are proposing a 3% increase on the base pay, including step and lane, in the amount of $1,051. The TSS, or Teacher Salary Supplement, payment remains the same. The current base pay on the master contract is $35,049. The increase was based in part on Atlantic's base pay as compared to other schools in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, where Atlantic is ranked 9th in base dollars for 2017-18.
Our concern there is where Atlantic ranks in base salary, and our concern for that is, you know, base salary determines a hiring base, that sort of thing. So if we are going to continue to remain competitive, one needs to take a look at that.
The Education Association also asked for increases in four areas for the supplemental base pay schedule: the activity sponsor for archery from one to two sponsor coaches, each of whom would be paid 2.42% or $1,046 based on the current contract. They also requested the middle school student council be increased from the current 2% to 5.5% because those persons are more active than in the past. And the middle school yearbook they requested to be increased from the current 0% to 2%. The person who is in charge of that has not been paid in the past, and they're going above and beyond the duties of their classroom time, according to Runyon. And head school cross country, there is a request an increase there from the current 8.32% to 3,616 or 10.19%. The Atlantic Board of Directors, conversely, proposed freezing the salary schedule for 2018-19 and that each full-time employee receive a $100 one-time payment.
In Article 2, supplemental pay, column of the schedule referencing percentages tied to BA Step 6 for each position. To delete that as permissive language. And those are the opening proposals for the district.
That's Atlantic Superintendent Steve Barber. The Atlantic Employees Association was represented by Andrea Alterman.
Just proposing an overall 40-cent increase per hour to the base pay schedule. The transportation support staff has expressed interest in being paid bi-weekly rather than monthly. And then also, the transportation support staff would propose a 50-cent increase per hour for wait time pay. That would increase their hourly wait time wage from $10.50 to $11.
And for its part, the district proposed no changes to the salary schedule for 2018-19, but that each eligible employee moves up a step on the salary schedule. Additional meetings are planned between the entities, but no firm date for the next session was set. In other business, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday night approved the resignation of assistant high school principal and activities or other athletic director Matt Alexander, who has accepted the superintendent's position for the Otebold Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove School District, and that'll be effective July 1st. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers yesterday said that at around 3 p.m. Tuesday, officers have been dispatched to the area of 17th and Main in Clarinda to investigate a report of a Clarinda Community School District bus being struck with a projectile fired from what appeared to be either a pellet or BB gun. The school bus was on its afternoon transportation route and did not have any students on board at the time of the incident. The bus was struck on the driver's side, striking the window immediately behind the driver's position, damaging that window. The cost of replacement is not yet available. Anyone having information with regard to who may have been involved in that incident is asked to contact the Clarinda Police Department at 712-542-2194. You may be eligible for a cash reward. Red Oak Police report making two arrests late Wednesday morning. 37-year-old Rose Amber Lopez of Red Oak was arrested at around 11:16 a.m. after Red Oak Police, assisted by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, responded to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, where Lopez was allegedly making a loud and raucous noise, causing the hospital occupants unreasonable distress. She was charged with disorderly conduct and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $300. While on that call, and at about the same time, Red Oak Police and Montgomery County deputies could hear a male yelling. The noise led officers and deputies to the 300 block of East Valley Street, where a 24-year-old Jesse Dean Allman of Red Oak was located and subsequently arrested for a serious domestic abuse assault. Allman was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond. And Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Clarinda man was arrested Wednesday morning for allegedly attempting to entice a minor. 40-year-old Rodney Adams Jr. was arrested as the result of an investigation that concluded at the Casey store in Villisca. His arrest happened at around 8 a.m. Adams Jr. was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. In our funeral announcements, Cynthia Pedersen, age 68, of Des Moines, died February 22nd at her home. Memorial services for Cynthia Pedersen will be held today at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Nancy Brayman, age 77, of Omaha, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Nancy Brayman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Stephen R. Anderson, age 65, of Messina and formerly of Exira, died February 19th at home. A celebration of life memorial service for Stephen R. Anderson will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Jeanette Clayton, age 81, of Walnut, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jeanette Clayton will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. D. Robert Kruger, age 97, of Panora, died Saturday at New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Funeral services for D. Robert Kruger will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Panora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Michael Bruce Kanan, age 63, of Defiance, died February 20th. A memorial service for Michael Kanan will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lila McCurdy, age 83, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Lila McCurdy will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Brett Black, age 60, who's formerly of Exira, died February 22nd in Fremont, Nebraska. Cremation has taken place per his wishes, and a celebration of life graveside service for Brett Black will be held at a later date with the Kessler Funeral Home of Exira in charge of arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.